And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. And yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. It is my absolute privilege to be joining you today. Welcome to the show. And as always, if you miss any part of the show, you can find us on the YouTube channel, Lifestyles Unlimited. Why are there so many broke people right here today in the richest civilization in the history of mankind? Yes, the USA is the wealthiest empire, and we are an empire, to have ever existed in human history. Historians, 200 years, 100 years, 500 years from now, they're going to look back at the United States, and they will write about the wealthiest nation in all of humankind. Yet they will also say that the majority of those citizens were nothing more than financial slaves. Like it or not, it's a fact. Now, Dale Walmsley in Lifestyles Unlimited, our teachings and our education, we teach advanced financial strategy. If Dave Ramsey is high school education, which he is, it's very basic, we're a master's course. Dave will teach you how to get out of debt. We teach financial freedom. It's the next rational step. Yet most people will stop after Dave Ramsey. If you have bad debt, cannot manage your money, are overextended, upside down on a house or a car, or burdened by college debt, that is the real epidemic in American society, then you need to go to Dave first. Once you're prepared to create wealth and passive income and more to follow on that, then it's time for you to come to us, Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your life back one small piece at a time, baby steps. In fact, our motto at Lifestyles Unlimited, this may seem crazy to many of you. We should say Lifestyles Unlimited, creating millionaires since 1982. That's no boast, no boast at all. That's 100%, as my kids would say. But let me cue you in on a little known fact. I alluded to it earlier. Both programs, both Dave Ramsey and the Lifestyles Unlimited methods, the education that we teach, the mentoring that we provide you, they're going to both require the same components, both of them, discipline and financial competence. You have to practice both, right? If you're undisciplined and a spendthrift, or your spouse is a spendthrift, Dave Ramsey's program's never going to work for you. You're broke for a reason, because you don't have discipline and you probably don't have basic financial competence. Again, we're not teaching that in school, but Dave Ramsey teaches it and we teach it as well. You have to have both components. You have to have the discipline, the willpower, the want, the desire to change your financial situation. You've got to have those in place. If you don't, if you think, well, I'll just read the book, but and you practice the discipline and financial competence that Dave Ramsey teaches, and 2 weeks later you go back to your old ways, you're never going to get ahead. Same with us, right? We're going to teach you to buy your life back one piece at a time, very specific steps that are easy to follow. But again, if you do it for 2 weeks, a month, 3 months, a year, and then you go back to your old ways, no, you're not going to change your life. You're not going to create financial freedom. You're not going to get ahead. You're going to get in trouble quickly, and it's not going to be a good situation. Again, we're teaching advanced financial competence. You need to get out of debt first. You need to clean your credit up first. We have countless millions that live check to check that suffer financially, and something as simple as a flat tire will blow their entire budget for that particular month, or maybe the next several months. We go up from there, and we have the middle class in this country, what's left of it. And that middle class struggles. They struggle to put food on the table, to put gas in the car, just to keep things rolling, to stay ahead, right? To keep their credit, to pay the bills. And then we look up at the top. There are people out there that have billion-dollar yachts. They live in $20 million mansions. They have more than one mansion. They have private jets. Now, you may think, wow, the top 1% of people in this country must be just dripping with wealth. Not so. I will share the top 1% of wealth in the country, your net worth is greater than $10.2 million. And yes, that sounds like a lot in the huge scheme of things. That's not a lot compared to going up from there. The top 2% of wealth in this country, this shocks me too, is only $2.5 million. If you have a net worth greater than $2.5 million, congratulations, you are in the top 2%, right? The extreme top. What is the 5%? Top 5% of wealth in this country, that's a net worth greater than $1.2 million. Here we are in the richest civilization in the history of humankind, and 95% of the country are fighting financial battles day to day. Why? I've thought about this for a long time. I thought about it and I wrote the show all about it. I've boiled it down to two items. What are those two items that you need? You need one without the other does you no good. You need discipline and you need financial competence. And it's a true paradox of life in the 21st century. We are both the richest and the poorest of civilizations. I love historical literature. If you've listened to me for any period of time, history, historical literature, all of that, I love it. Can't get enough of it. How many of you out there, and if you haven't read this book, I highly recommend it. There's a book called A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. And it's about the takes place during the French Revolution. But allow me to share, this is really ironic. I want to share the very first lines. When you open the book, page one, when you start reading, I'm going to read it. And it's going to apply today, but it is extremely ironic. The book opens with, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epic of belief. It was the epic of incredulity. That applies today. Charles Dickens was writing about life in the 21st century. He thought he was writing about the French Revolution, the best of times, the worst of times. That's us, the age of wisdom, the age of foolishness. That's us. That sounds just like life in America in the 21st century. Is that a paradox or what? I love the irony. I absolutely love the irony. History does repeat itself, my friends. I know many, many hardworking, disciplined people. They get up every day at the same time. They follow a set of disciplined steps, get up, clean up, go to work, work hard, live on a budget, set a little bit of what they can aside, savings, emergency fund, retirement accounts. These are honest people. They're doing what is right on a daily basis. They have discipline. Yet, they're still struggling financially, day in and day out. Look, that was me. That was me for decades. And I thought I had financial competence. I've subscribed to Money Magazine. My father would buy me The Economist magazine for Christmas each and every year. I read that. I thought I had financial competence. I didn't. I didn't know what I didn't know. I had no fathom of how to truly unleash the power of what I'm going to call a free dollar. What's a free dollar? A free dollar is something that you don't need to put toward, let's just call it an expense, right? A free dollar. Most people believe a free dollar is best suited in a savings account, an emergency fund, a retirement account, an IRA, a 401k. Most people believe that's where the free dollar should go, or even the free dollar should go to pay down the mortgage. No, my friends, nothing could be further from the truth. A free dollar is best when it's put into the service of creating compounded wealth. That's what I learned at Lifestyles Unlimited. That's the education that was provided to me, what and how to unleash the power of a free dollar. That education changed my life and continues to change my life each and every day, creating financial freedom. We'll be right back.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Chad on the life-changing rewards of real estate investing.
Whenever you have residents coming in thanking you for taking what was dull and drab and turning it around, making their lives better, that's definitely a blessing.
Become a life changer today with Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297, a 60% off savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Carrison. We live in a real paradox, my friends, right here, life in America in the 21st century. We are the poorest of the poor. We have people that struggle financially on a daily basis, yet we're the richest civilization in the history of humankind. It is mind-boggling. And then on the other side, right, a paradox is two opposite facts that are true at the same time. We have many, many people that have just unbelievable wealth. Unbelievable wealth. So, poorest of the poor, richest of the rich. My question for you, what side do you want to be on, right? People say, well, money doesn't buy happiness. Maybe, maybe not, but it gives you the ability to focus on other aspects of your life, the peace, love, joy, health, and happiness. And yes, we have to focus on that wealth as well. But those other components, those are what makes a well balanced life. 94% of us in America fight the financial dragon day in and day out. But those that have gotten ahead, they have two items. They have two things that that's just part of who they are. They've either learned it or they were born with it. And you have to have both of these items at the same time. One without the other is no good. And that's discipline and financial competence. With that, that will allow you to slay that dragon. There's an old saying out there. I know you've heard it. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. That statement is an absolute. As my kids would say, 100%, right? Everyone texts these days. You text your kids, and if I text them something that's obvious and true, they're going to send me back one of two possibilities on the text. It's either that 100% emoji. If you know, you know. Who knows what I'm talking about? Or they'll send back something like hashtag facts. Well, here's hashtag facts for you. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Why? I boiled it down to two items. Discipline and financial competence. You have to have the discipline to follow a plan. You have to have the discipline to understand that your tomorrow is made today. You have to have the discipline to unleash the power of a dollar, to truly take that dollar and say, I'm not going to pay down the mortgage. That's not the best use of my dollar. Investing that dollar into something like cash flowing real estate is going to allow you to build compounded wealth. What is compounded wealth? Compounded wealth is taking the money you made on an investment and investing that money, and then investing that money. The dollars are hatching more and more dollars, and all those dollars are working for you on your behalf. You're making money in your sleep. We call that passive income. That's how you're able to change your life. That's how you're able to buy your life back one piece at a time. The poor are most affected by high inflation, by high interest rates, and most of the poor don't have the discipline to break out, right? They have that poor mindset. I've got $500. I just got paid on Friday. By Monday morning, they've spent the entire $500, or they've spent $600, right? They borrowed the extra $100 just digs the hole deeper and deeper and deeper. Many of the poor don't even have the financial roadmap of where to start. Again, we don't teach financial competence in this country. We don't. I wish we would at every educational level. It should start in elementary school, continue through middle school, on to high school, and we should teach it in college. It's sad. It's appalling. We're teaching social constructs, and we're teaching how things, the world should be like this, rather than the world is this. This is reality. This is what works. This over here is just a dream. Yet that's what we teach. In fact, we're encouraging the youth in this country to borrow to get an education of how things should be, or how things they it would be so nice if everything was like this, that they're not connecting the dots, A to B to C. If I do this, then this will happen. That's where discipline comes in. Discipline's an understanding of reality. But we just don't teach financial competence. It's appalling. It's sad, but it's reality. I've said that numerous times if you listen to my show for any period of time. I was doing some research on this topic on the show, and I found this gem earlier. I believe it was on a site called MoneyWise. Don't hold me to it, but it's basically talking about a financial education crisis, right? What have I been talking about? And so here's an article that basically says, on average, Americans lost $1,500 in 2023 due to financial illiteracy. And this is from some outfit called the National Financial Educators Council. I don't know how they lost it, either scams or bad investments, really gambling with your money. And it's not gambling per se like Vegas, but I think some of these investments out there are gambling. But it says the average American lost $1,500 in 2023. Now, 88% of adults surveyed for Dave Ramsey's website, and I talked about Dave earlier. I think Dave does a great job getting people out of debt. It's just, where do you go once you're out of debt? That's where Lifestyles Unlimited comes in. But the survey on Dave Ramsey's site said school didn't adequately prepare them to manage their money as adults. Some experts now argue that formal training could be a solution to this crisis. You think? And this is right here in the article. I've been saying that for years. And so here's further research. This is conducted by some outfit called Civil Science. I don't know who that is, but it says adults who said they learned financial skills either in school or in the workplace. And I thought I had financial skills. I learned financial calculus from Lifestyles Unlimited. And calculus is complicated. Investing in real estate is not. But it said people who learned financial skills, wherever they learned it, were most likely amongst their peers to say they felt financially literate, whatever that means. But this group out there is encouraging school and employer-based financial education classes. Yes, I think we would all be better off if people weren't struggling day to day financially. We would. Now let's talk about tax. Tax is the greatest burden, the greatest hindrance to wealth creation in the United States. It just so happens one of the many, many reasons why we invest in real estate is because the tax advantages are so incredible compared to earning your income the old-fashioned way. What's the old-fashioned way? That's trading time for money at a job, the J-O-B. We're making money passively. We're making money in our sleep. We're making money by investing in cash-flowing real estate assets. Now, I still pay a great amount of tax in dollars, okay, in dollars. But as a percentage of my income, it's single digits, okay? That's the difference right there. Now, let's talk about our decision makers and our leaders. Why do I say that they don't have financial, they're financially illiterate? When the past president cut taxes a few years back, right? He cut them at all levels. What did tax revenue do that was incoming to the government? Tax revenue. You can look it up. Tax revenue increased. People, but on the outside, people who are financially illiterate, they go, wow, he cut taxes, so the revenue went down. No, the revenue went up. The illiterate have no concept of this. Why did it go? Why did that happen? Well, because if you have more money in your pocket, we're a consumer society, you have more money to spend, right? If you have more money to spend and more money to buy bigger and better, it creates more tax revenue. It creates more jobs, and those job workers are paying more tax. Now, in this country, the poorest, they don't even pay tax, right? They don't have that financial hindrance, yet they're still poor. They're not paying 20%, 30%, 40% of their income, but they're still poor. You would think that, well, basically, I just gave you a 30% raise or a 20% raise or a 15% raise, whatever that tax burden would be on you, and you're not even paying any tax, yet you're still poor. That makes no sense, but you have to look at it at face level. Why are the poor still poor that don't even pay tax? They're missing two items: discipline and financial competence. Let's talk about that financial competence. If you want to be in the top 5% of net worth, again, that's greater than $1.2 million, it's going to be much more than knowing just how to balance a checkbook, right? Live on a budget and save. It's much, much more than that. That's what I learned. Those are just the basics. What we will teach you at Lifestyles Unlimited are these advanced concepts, right? Dave Ramsey is basic concepts. He's high school financial literacy. We're teaching advanced master's program financial literacy, and it's really just easy stuff that's been around for hundreds of years, creating millionaires for hundreds of years. But we're going to talk about things like return on net worth. What is that? When I first heard that, I almost fell out of my chair. Return on net worth is where you calculate your entire net worth, everything you own, every savings account, every dollar, every asset you have, your personal home, everything. And you say, how much am I making passively on my net worth? And for most people, that number literally is like, I think mine was 0.0008, something ridiculous like that. And people are like, well, I earn interest on my account and my 401k and my mutual funds go up. No, how much did they pay you, right? That's the concept. How much did your paid off home pay you last month? It didn't pay me. I paid it. In fact, I had to pay insurance and I had to have a tree removed. It actually cost me money. I just replaced an air conditioner a couple weeks ago. It cost me money. My house doesn't pay me anything. But we talk about these concepts and we understand these concepts and we use these financial strategies to our advantages. So yeah, we talk about things like return on net worth. We talk about a PFS. What is a PFS? That's a personal financial statement. Do you have one? You can go online and download a very basic form. It's a personal financial statement. This is how you calculate your net worth. This is where you tabulate each and every item that you have, both expenses and assets. And the difference, the delta between those two, is your net worth. How many of you out there have a negative net worth? I promise you, hundreds of thousands of you out there have a negative net worth. You might not even know it. You got to get a personal financial statement, my friends. It's one of the most important items you will have in your life. It's more important than a college degree. Your credit report and your personal financial statement are the two most items you will ever use. The bank is never going to ask you, I know you want this loan, Mr. Smith. What's your degree in? My degree is in astronomy. Oh, by all means, here's a loan for you. No, they don't do that. They say, what's your credit rating? Because I need to know what kind of person you are. What are my odds of getting paid back? I'm in business here. I'm a bank. And they're going to go, oh, by the way, do you have a personal financial statement? We'd like to see that too. And if both of those check out, then they're going to go, we would love to loan you money. We would love to loan you money. Well, it's just how it works. It's reality in this country. We got to get out of talking about, I wish it were like this, and we got to get more into talking about the world is like this. This is reality. So listen to me, my friends. These are things you will learn as a real estate investor. What else do we teach and learn here at Lifestyles Unlimited? Well, we teach you the power of interest. Okay, interest. Yes, even Einstein himself said interest is the eighth wonder of the world. It's the most powerful. Compounded interest over time is the most powerful item you can put to your behalf in life. The power of interest. You're either a slave to interest, which means you're paying interest, or you're the master of interest, which means interest is paying you. We talk about debt to income ratios. Yeah. How much debt do you have compared to your income, right? Back to your return on net worth. The bank is our friend, so we need to know what debt to income ratios are, especially when we have assets. We teach you not just to invest, okay? Again, the basic financial competence, which I thought I had, I was investing, quote unquote, and I don't use that term anymore, in mutual funds, the stock market, all that. It's not investing, it's gambling. I learned that. But we teach you what to invest in. Whoa. Yeah, now we're taking it up a level. Why should I put my money here? Well, you should put your money there because it's going to compound. That money is going to pay you back. That money is going to double and change over time, triple over time. So we teach you what to invest in, how to analyze that. Here's some news, my friend. It's not an investment unless it has cash flow, right? Back to your house. How much did your house pay you last month? Well, Mike, I had to pay some maintenance on my house. I had to pay the mortgage on my house. I had to pay the interest on my house. I had to pay the insurance on my house. I had to pay the property taxes on my house. Wow. Is that an asset? No. Your house isn't paying you anything. How much did your 401k pay you last month? What are you talking about? I paid my 401k. Okay. It's not an investment. If you just follow that basic rule, your eyes will open. It's not an investment unless it has cash flow. Here's another fun fact we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited. This will blow many people away. And I was floored. Again, I was a Dave Ramsey guy. Dave Ramsey's basic level, once I got out of Dave, then I learned how to compound my wealth by investing in real estate assets. Thank you, Lifestyles Unlimited. But I also learned this. You get rich borrowing, not saving. And that is contrary to everything that is out there, all the noise that's out there. But wake up, my friends. You need to see it differently. We also teach you this, how to never lose money. What is that? Well, if you're doing it right, you're never going to lose money. And then that money, as it grows, is going to make money, and it's going to make more money, and it's going to make more money. Those are dollars that initially you saved, and then you turn them loose, and they create more dollars. We're also going to teach you a concept of passive income. I bought that first single family property prior to Lifestyles Unlimited, and I did it within a self-directed IRA because I thought and I understood that was how I was best going to get ahead. I was going to create this massive IRA that owned single family properties. But again, the property was never paying me. It was paying the IRA. Yes, if you have a house within an IRA, you don't get to keep that money. You don't get to keep the rent. It has to go back to the IRA. So really, the IRA is getting fatter and wealthier, but I wasn't getting fatter or wealthier, at least financially, metaphorically, right? So we teach passive income. And that's just a different strategy that people don't understand. Compounded income, I've been talking about that. We teach recapitalization of money. So, so important. Once it's sitting there, you've got to deploy it again and again and again and pull it out. So come check us out, freeworkshoplivestream.com. And always remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.